For the first time, the United States and a coalition of Arab nations have launched airstrikes against Islamic State extremists inside Syria. The Pentagon says the attacks are ongoing and involve fighter and bomber warplanes flying raids over Syrian territory, supported by drone aircraft and Tomahawk missiles. Significantly, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates were involved in the attacks, although what roles they performed is unclear. Reports suggest the attacks are focused on the Syrian city of Raqqa and its surrounds, which is a stronghold for Islamic State forces. Nick Grimm has our report.
As news broke of a new phase in the battle against Islamic State extremists, international media scrambled for details of the attacks described as an intense, sustained barrage.
For the first time, American planes and cruise missiles target the Islamic State group in Syria.
Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan and Bahrain are reportedly involved.
A decisive blow going at key targets of ISIS targets.
The first airstrikes were launched under cover of darkness on at least 20 targets located near the Syrian centres of Raqqa and Tabqa, now under the control of Islamic State forces. The attacks said to be aimed at degrading Islamic State's command and control structure, as well as its supply lines, training facilities, weapons and ammunition storage, even locations where IS fighters and their commanders were believed to be sleeping. In the United States, as the opening hours of the attacks unfolded, the US White House remained in darkness too. Confirmation of the operation coming via a tweet from Pentagon Press Secretary Rear Admiral John Kirby. It stated simply, US military and partner nation forces have begun striking ISIL targets in Syria using a mix of fighters, bombers and Tomahawk missiles. The operations, the Pentagon went on to later confirm, were still ongoing. The US jets flying alongside armed Predator and Reaper drone aircraft, while missiles were launched from American naval ships in the region. America's partner nations, meanwhile, were revealed to include the Arab states of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Bahrain, and Qatar, prompting observers to suggest the mission's military objectives were not the operation's sole purpose.
And the other is to undercut the narrative of ISIL that they are the ones chosen to establish, an Islamic caliphate in that part of the world.
Lawrence Korb is a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Defense and is now a senior advisor at the Washington military think tank, the Center for Defense Information. As the attacks unfolded, he told Al Jazeera that the support from the Arab states would itself deal a powerful blow against Islamic State's legitimacy in the Middle East.
There's no doubt about it, because you're not going to ever kill all of them. As we found out, we're still dealing with Al-Qaeda and its offshoots 13 years later. But the other point is Americans don't want to do it by themselves either. A lot of them say, well, this is more their fight than ours. So the fact that they're with us, I think, helps get Obama support in the Congress and among the American people.
The U.S.-led coalition launched today's strikes without asking for the Syrian regime's consent to carry out attacks on its soil. The United Nations envoy to the Middle East, Tony Blair, doubts it will see an alliance forged with the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Assad is not the answer to this, right? The answer to beating ISIS is to beat them with the alliance the Americans are assembling.
What will be the next phase in this military operation remains unclear, but Tony Blair says the fight against Islamic State militants will eventually require sending in ground troops.
I think President Obama is doing absolutely the right thing in assembling the broadest alliance against ISIS. And I'm not saying, by the way, that the boots on the ground necessarily have to be ours. We may be able to support those that are there locally in order to do that work. The one thing for sure is, if you don't act against these people, they're not going to stay in Syria or Iraq or elsewhere where they are in the Middle East. They're going to come back to our own country. Some of them are our own citizens, and they're going to come back with every intention of causing terrorist attacks in our own cities, in our own towns.
That's the UN envoy to the Middle East, Tony Blair, ending that report from Nick Grimm.